How do the poor actually spend their money? I'm going to discuss some results from a survey of 13 countries based on people who earn $2 or less a day. What's notable is that even the very poor don't spend all of their available money on food. In this data set, food represents between 56 to 78% of total expenditures. For the rural poor in Mexico, food expenditures are actually slightly less than half the budget. Arguably, this is a somewhat optimistic state of affairs relative to what one might expect. The fact that not all the money is being spent on food implies that these individuals are not living at the very verge of starvation. Note, by the way, that of the food budgets, the poor spend about 10% of that budget on the category sugar, salt, and other processed foods. When the poor do get more money to spend on food, it seems they take about half of that money and use it to purchase more calories, and the other half goes into purchasing food that actually tastes better. Not necessarily in the form pictured here, but a lot of the poor spend a surprising amount of their money on alcohol and tobacco. Some of the figures, depending on country, range from 4 to 8%. Note, however, that in Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Peru, no more than 1% of a typical family budget gets spent on tobacco and alcohol. The world's poor spend a notable part of their budget on religious festivals, weddings, and funerals. In Udaipur, India, the median household spent 10% of its annual budget on festivals. In South Africa, 90% of the households living under a dollar a day spent money on festivals. In my own experience in rural Mexico, each year in the pueblo, several families would be assigned responsibility for funding some of the village festivals. These responsibilities would essentially bankrupt those families. The world's extreme poor do not spend much of their money on radio and television. Nonetheless, as income increases, those families do show greater interest in owning a TV. In the Ivory Coast, for instance, the rate of television ownership is 14% for households living on a dollar a day. For households living on $2 a day, it goes up to 45%. Extremely poor households also don't spend that much on education, typically ranging between 1 to 6% of household budgets. Very often, the children from these families are in schools, but they're in free public schools, albeit of varying quality. Nonetheless, this is not where most of the money goes. These may seem like very basic facts, but in reality, economists are just beginning to study and unearth the actual details of how extremely poor people spend their money. For follow-up on this topic, Google to the paper The Economic Lies of the Poor by Banerjee and Duflo, from which this discussion has drawn. See also their book called Poor Economics.